On this episode of The Edge Podcast, I interview Lindsay Finley, Director of Education Sales at RIVS Digital Interviews. Lindsay and I discuss recruitment software because, let's be honest, between applicant tracking systems, customer relationship and vendor management software, behavioral analytics software, interviewing software, and so much more, the recruitment software space is completely saturated. So Lindsay shares with us how to identify recruitment software that's right for your team. She also shares the benefits of digital, specifically video, interviews, software that addresses multiple recruitment needs so that HR teams are getting the most bang for their buck, her take on predictive analytics when implemented in the interviewing process, and software she thinks is going to become a staple in the interviewing process within the next 5 years. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hi everyone, welcome to The Edge. I'm your host, Emily Tatum, member of the Clear Edge marketing team. Our guest today is one of the most knowledgeable people in the topic of recruitment software, and she just so happens to be one of my favorite people on this planet. Please welcome my friend, Lindsay Finley, the Director of Education Sales at RIVS Digital Interviews. Lindsay, thank you for coming on The Edge.
Thank you, Emily. You're so sweet. I have to say you're one of my favorite people on the planet, too. Thank you for having me.
So I'm happy to have you on The Edge today because I really want to talk with you about recruitment software. With RIVS Digital Interviews, you are in the recruitment software realm. So I want to dive into that. But first, you have an extensive background as it relates to the recruitment industry. So tell me a little bit more about your background.
Absolutely. Well, I started my career right out of school with CareerBuilder. And CareerBuilder, back in 2003 when I started with them, was really changing the way that employers were hiring and going about advertising for vacancies. So the internet really changed the way that employers had an opportunity to tap into talent. So previously, the most common way for employers to actually advertise for their vacancies was through the newspaper. So this idea and the thought that they would be advertising on the internet was just mind-blowing to them. So educating the market on A, the internet and how individuals were utilizing the internet, and then B, how they could expand their talent pool was really critical. So excitingly, I was able to spend over 8 years with CareerBuilder and made the shift to RIVS in 2012.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about RIVS. What is RIVS Digital Interviews?
Yeah, so RIVS stands for Recorded Interviews, and we are a local company here in Chicago. So built here in Chicago, I'm very proud of that. RIVS essentially offers two different types of digital interviews. Most commonly, when people think about digital interviews, they tend to think about Skype or FaceTime or Google Hangouts and connecting with candidates real time via video. But with RIVS, we offer two different types. And the first is a one-way digital interview. And some others, other individual companies that offer digital interviews refer to it as an asynchronous interview, a pre-recorded interview, or an on-demand interview. There are multiple names for it. But the way that it works is an employer will create custom questions. They'll send them off to a candidate who will record their responses on their time when it's convenient to them and submit those responses back to the employer to review when it's convenient for them. They also have the opportunity to share those digital interviews with hiring managers. So what's great about this, Emily, is now these employers are armed with the candidate's resume, potentially letters of recommendation, and a video component so they can better and more adequately assess personality and communication style a bit earlier on in the screening process.
Yeah. So when you say digital interviews, do you mean like, is that usually a video interview? How does that work?
Yeah.
What's so digital? What's the digital part?
Good question. And I'm so glad you asked that because it really is, it is video. Most of our employers are really seeking a video response from their candidates. However, RIVS also offers the opportunity for you to solicit a written or voice response from your candidates as well. So the video component, though, is really what makes it digital, as well as, of course, all of this is housed now online.
Right, and, okay, and the sending, the cloud. The yeah. sending component. So you're not sending a huge, massive video file. It's just Absolutely. A link on the internet. Okay, that makes sense. So where are hiring managers and recruiters supposed to implement video interviews into their hiring process?
Right. So, you know, essentially we see digital interviews and video interviews being inserted at the beginning of their process, typically. As you can imagine, it's, you know, when you have a large, you know, pool of candidates and you're trying to funnel down and determine who you're progressing through the process, the video interviews are typically inserted at the top of the funnel, allowing you to learn a little bit more about these candidates earlier on. However, you know, we've actually had some really creative clients that are inserting, you know, video interviews in other areas and other arms of their process. So, for example, exit interviews. It's been, you know, unique, but we have seen some employers actually utilize our video interviews or even voice interviews for an exit interview, and, you know, have received candid feedback from, you know, former employees. Another application that we've seen starting to kind of gain some usage is actually with references and actually candidates supplying references with a video interview with their reference as well.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's a good part to put in. I think that references can be sometimes hard to, they're like another step that people have to think about and they're like, oh, I have to reach out to the reference. So a video interview, I think, would be a good part because it's another incentive to connect with that reference and get the information.
Absolutely. Yeah. Connecting with those individuals is the challenge. Right. So really getting them live on the phone when you contact them, that can be a challenge. So of course the convenience here that might appear somewhat obvious is, you know, the fact that, you know, these references, these candidates are now capable of completing this on their own time. So when we think about it from a candidate perspective, though, you know, 70% of our video interviews or digital interviews are completed off traditional work hours. So between 5 p.m. in the evening and 8 a.m. in the morning is actually when the bulk of our digital interviews are completed.
That makes sense. So that candidates, they don't have to, you know, fake a sick day or what have you to do an interview. They're able to do it after work and make sure that they are feeling uncomfortable in the interviewing process.
Absolutely. You're exactly right.
What are you seeing are the positions that video interviews have been especially helpful in hiring for?
Yes, so that's a great question. A common thread that we typically see where video interviews or digital interviews tend to fit in is with high volume types of positions. So when you think about it as an employer and you're receiving a high number of resumes for an open position that you have, sorting through those resumes and, you know, visually screening those candidates on paper can be daunting. Imagine if you're capable of doing that and also seeing a video component of this candidate as well. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing this largely, you know, with positions that have high volume, but also too with positions that you really need to try to differentiate these candidates that you're not capable of doing on paper. And one thing that I do want to kind of mention and point out, because I think so many employers think that we're trying to replace in-person interviews with a video interview, yeah. And that's absolutely not our intent. You know, of course, the preferred method with any employer should be, you know, wanting to meet with that candidate in person live. But with, you know, video interviews, you're capable now of being able to screen candidates in as well as screen candidates out. And I do want to mention the ability to screen them in only because I think sometimes people tend to overlook that. In a sense, you know, this gives you the opportunity that, you know, a candidate that might not appear stellar on paper or, you know, through their resume has the opportunity to express themselves now in a video component and may stand out.
Right. So, someone that you might overlook.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So, right. Let's talk about software at large in the recruitment industry. You know a lot about the other software that's out there on the market, and you're seeing software pop up all over the place. You're having potential clients ask you, well, you know, we learned about this software. Like, how does Rivs play a part if we were to onboard that software as well? Like, it just sounds like there's a lot of software going on in the industry. Hiring managers are trying to differentiate. Hiring managers are trying to figure out which ones they need and what they don't need. So let's talk about it a little bit. And so let me know what you think. But the software that I see most often utilized and implemented are customer relationship management systems, CRMs, mm-hmm. applicant tracking systems, ATSs, vendor management systems, VMSs, interviewing systems like video interviews. And I mean, there are some softwares that do the best of both worlds. For example, Bullhorn, they're a CRM as well as an ATS, things right. like that.
Right.
What other softwares are you seeing out there that's popular at this point?
You know, it's so interesting. I think that with the different type of technology and the different software programs that are available now to HR mm-hmm. teams, it has grown significantly, and there are so many different options out there. One in particular, I think Workday has done a phenomenal job actually going to market as an applicant tracking system. They also offer an onboarding and learning management system, and they're also an HRIS system. So when you think about a full suite of what they're capable of offering an employer, you know, they essentially can hit, you know, it's a multi-prong approach and kind of hit all of those needs into one. Mm-hmm. So they're doing a really great job, I think, that.
Okay.
With
What's the learning component that you mentioned within that?
Yeah, so the learning management system. So when a new candidate is brought on board and is now a new hire employee, you know, it allows them to go through different online training programs that would be relevant to their role. Also, any type of mandatory trainings that HR might require them to go through. All of that can be housed and also attached to their employee profile as well.
Okay. Like an organizational tool.
Exactly.
In a sense as well. I am seeing, and I'm not sure how I feel about these softwares because I have tried one as well. And I didn't think, like, you know, when you're online and it says BuzzFeed, what's your personality? And you take the test and you're like, that's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing some softwares mimicked like that and implemented in the interviewing process, which makes me hesitate a little bit just knowing that I've taken tests where I'm like, I'm not this person. So basically software that assesses behavioral traits, and the purpose of them is so that employers can predict that person's success if they were to become an employee based off of the traits that they were, that came out in the test. They're able to see if that person's going to be successful, if they're a sales rep or if they're what have you. What do you think about those types of softwares? Do you think they're BS or do you think they're legitimate?
Yeah, that's a great question. And quite honestly, if they were 100% accurate, every employer would be using them
yeah.
and every employer would be, you know, hitting it out of the park with their employees.
Yeah, totally.
So, of course, there's flaws. And, you know, when we think about predictive analytics as it applies to behavioral traits and personality traits of candidates and determining what type of outcome they're going to provide as an employee, it's tricky. And I feel like that's a really fine line. I haven't seen it proven to be fully successful. I think that there are components of it that can be really helpful, but they have to be used, I think, in conjunction with other assessments that an employer can use. So whether it's a Gallup assessment, a HumanX type assessment, personality assessment, or even just a video interview assessment, I think in conjunction with that, you know, they can be proven successful, but you can't just simply only look at that behavioral assessment or predictive analytic.
Okay. That makes sense. There's still fine-tuning things, and you don't obviously want to put all of your eggs in one basket. And if a person says one answer wrong, have that make them out of the running.
Absolutely. You know, and it's not the same when you think about some of those predictive analytics. I feel like I always kind of start to think about Amazon, and like they look at the books that you're reading, and then they recommend similar books.
Yeah.
Which is great. But it's like, what if I'm missing a whole genre of books that I would be interested in, but they're just not offering those up as options.
True.
So when you think about that, you could be missing a whole pool of candidates that could be a really great fit for your organization, but you're simply not seeing them because you're so narrow-lensed and not looking at those candidates.
Yeah. So yeah, Amazon, that's a good analogy. It's like Nordstrom, too. Also something you might like.
And most of the time I do.
Same. That's correct. So software that assesses behavioral traits and other types of software, we're seeing a lot of new software come into the industry. Why recruitment software? Why do you think that is?
That's a great question. So I think, you know, just over the past, you know, 5 to even 10 years, I'm going to date myself here, but I think that employers have really recognized, and it's become more an important part of the conversation about how employees and the people are actually going to help grow organizations, and they're going to get them to that next level. And I, you know, you can't help but think of some of the big names out there like Google, who've really changed that, you know, and have set the bar high for employers to treat their employees right, and also identify and acknowledge. I think acknowledgement is key, that your employees are what's going to drive your organization. So it is so competitive. That landscape out there today is so competitive, with employers seeking top talent and trying to make sure that they ensure that they have, you know, top talent in filling their vacancies. I think one thing to keep in mind is that, you know, no employer is exempt of hiring. You know, if you're looking to grow and you're looking, you know, to be a successful organization, you're going to need to hire new employees. And you're also going to see turnover. It's just the nature of the business. So I think, you know, everyone now is trying to see how they can make hiring more efficient, but also keeping top of mind, how can we make this more efficient, but how can we find the best candidates for our organization?
Yeah.
So
I think bringing up the state of the market is totally on point, too. I mean, unemployment rate is 4.2%.
Exactly.
It's just, it's really competitive out there for top talent. And when you take technology, you slice that 4.2% in half.
Absolutely.
Tech out there is super hard to find. And you were explaining to me about a screen sharing tool that I on Rivs, actually, that I think is super interesting. Is there a way that you can use that when you're assessing tech candidates?
Yes. So we're currently hiring for a developer as we speak, and we're finding how challenging it is, you know, to fill tech positions.
So hard.
Highly desired right now in the marketplace. And, you know, what's unique about Rivs and using our technology with technical candidates and IT positions is you can do screen sharing, like you mentioned, Emily, and we do have the functionality for employers to actually watch a candidate code real time and evaluate that real time. There are a lot of pieces that would allow you to connect with candidates that would be remote. I mean, I think of so many organizations, Rivs included, who are looking to hire for developers and are broadening their reach outside of the United States. So I think, you know, what we've now seen is, you know, so many employers are no longer just hiring in their local area. I mean, they are geographically seeking top talent globally.
It's crazy. So. It's crazy that, I mean, it's great. People have jobs. Like, love that. It's crazy thinking that we're going overseas.
Absolutely.
It's wild.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, with the trajectory of, you know, more and more employers understanding, you know, that working remote doesn't have that stigma like it used to.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, nowadays, so many employers are seeing the advantages of having their employees
remote. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean to them? It doesn't matter where that employee is located.
Mm-hmm.
So now their top talent is not only top talent that's selected in their backyard. I mean, it could be anywhere. So it really has changed, I think, that the way that employers are starting to think about how they're recruiting for for top talent.
Right, because they're going against companies that hire at volume, like Google, mm-hmm. Salesforce, Yahoo, all of these huge companies that have the best benefits ever. You can work remote, you can do this, you can slide down a slide to a free lunch, you know, like random things. And companies are understanding that they need to up their game and offering options like remote working and mm-hmm. as well as that expands their horizon in hiring.
Absolutely.
And ClearEdge is complete has a remote working model, which would be fun. I'll bring someone on ClearEdge to talk about that too, the advantages of that. But it's interesting. It's a different ballgame. And I think that it has so many advantages in the way that companies operate that it doesn't surprise me as companies expand their hiring outreach and different tactics to do that they are offering remote. And I think they're going to see a lot more benefits towards hiring remote workers beyond just expanding their talent pool.
I couldn't agree more. I think it goes beyond expanding their talent pool. I think that, you know, there's something to be said, you know, when you, and this is an entirely different topic and podcast, I'm sure, for you. But when you think about, you know, I hear oftentimes from employers, you know, we really are looking for minority candidates and making sure that we have a diverse candidate pool.
Yeah.
Well, most people tend to think about, you know, race and that's not always the case. It can just be geography and where you're located and where you were brought up and how that plays into your thought process, you know, and where you've gone to school, et cetera. So there are just so many different components to it and different kind of ideas that are brought to the table just from being in a different area.
Yeah, I definitely think that being able to expand your horizons and adding a diverse team is just super important. And, you know, this is a different topic too with the podcast episode, but being able to hire remote and keep up a diverse talent team, like
Absolutely.
What you're saying.
Absolutely, yeah.
So just wrapping up here, because I know that we are coming up on time. Is there a software that you foresee coming on the market that isn't already here? Or it could be here, but it's like up and coming, what have you.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, there are so many different software programs that I think are on the cusp. And you know, everybody is thinking about talent these mm-hmm. days. But, of course, making this process more efficient and easier and user-friendly for candidates as well as employers. And, you know, one of the things that absolutely comes to mind and a solution that Rives is actually come up with is scheduling. And mm-hmm. when you think about employers and the challenges that they have with scheduling out interviews, whether it's an in-person interview, a live video interview with a candidate, or even a live phone interview, you know, that scheduling piece of it can just be cumbersome and, mm-hmm. and it can be frustrating to manage different schedules and try to arrange a date and time that works for everybody involved. So the ability, I think, to aggregate in everyone's schedules and take a look at who and what individuals have common times available, allowing for candidates to self-schedule their interviews, I think is really going to be kind of critical, and it's going to become an essential piece of the interviewing process. I think that employers are going to start to adopt it, and they're going to say, how did we ever live without this at some point?
Yeah, totally. Okay, so for a final question, and I haven't sent this over to you to prepare.
Nervous.
putting yourselves in hiring manager's shoes, and obviously you've seen a lot of interviews, you know a lot about the interviewing process. Where would you say for a hiring manager that they should pay specific attention within the interviewing process? Like, is there a point in the interviewing process that you think is really important, because I understand with like what we were talking about with the state of the industry right now, people are just trying to make quick decisions, mm-hmm. that they are trying to get candidates through the door. Where do you think that hiring managers potentially could pump the brakes a little bit, or just make sure that they're focusing on doing their due diligence at a certain point of the interviewing process?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think you kind of answered it with the question. I think really taking a step back and just examining their process. I can't tell you how many times I speak with employers and I ask what their process is, and they don't even know specifically what their process looks like. Mm-hmm. So when you think about it, you need to kind of take a look at your process from a candidate's lens and be thoughtful with that approach, you know, and be really mindful. What am I putting my candidates through? Mm-hmm. You know, with all these different software programs, think of all the additional hoops mm-hmm. that you're asking candidates to jump through as mm-hmm. well. So what is necessary for you, and what is necessary also for them? But being mindful and thoughtful of that process mm-hmm. to really determine, okay, this is an essential piece mm-hmm. and we need to have this, or can we remove this and make this easier on our candidates? So I think just essentially kind of evaluating what that process looks like, but going through the experience as if you were a candidate. You know, if you haven't applied to your own organization in a number of years, I would suggest, you know, going through that application process and yeah. see what it's like. You know, take a look on websites such as Glassdoor. What are candidates saying, mm-hmm. you know, about your interviewing process, and yeah. get a good idea of what's being said about what that process looks like, and then make those improvements.
Yeah, being able to assess where you should put in software, where you should not.
Absolutely. Remove it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on The Edge. I'm so happy to have you on here.
Thank you so much for having me, Emily. This was great. It's always great to see you, and I'm so glad we were able to do this in person.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
I hope you enjoyed this episode with Lindsay. If you would like to follow up with Lindsay regarding recruitment software or RIVS digital interviews to learn more about video interviewing software, you can contact her at lindsay@rivs.com. That's Lindsay, LINDSAY, at RIVS, RIVS.com. And thank you for everybody for listening to The Edge podcast. Please rate and subscribe to it in iTunes. Simply open up iTunes and then click the search bar and search Clear Edge Marketing, and The Edge will pop up right away. Press subscribe and you will get The Edge podcast downloaded into your podcast app on your iPhone every time a new episode comes out. You don't want to miss it. Thanks.